It's almost like they planned it. On this Mother's Day, it's the end of the road, or maybe we should say the end of the lane, for a bunch of TV moms. The Desperate Housewives finale, not the only thing that may be worth watching for you this week. Joining us now, Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. All right, Matt, so is this finale worth putting Desperate Housewives back on our radar?
Well, I hope so. I mean, they didn't show it to us ahead of time, but I think that this was a show that had such a bright opening, and it was such a big smash, an instant smash, the kind of instant hits you don't see a lot of nowadays on network TV, and it made huge stars out of everybody in the cast, and it was just a really fun way of turning the soap opera on its head a bit, with a bit of humor and sort of a sly satire about suburban life, and but yet really it was more about the personalities of these ladies, which as often happens on TV, began to calcify a little bit as the show went on, and they became less fun company. A few of the characters never really lost their spark, but characters like Lynette, played by really terrific actress Felicity Huffman, just became so unpleasant, and the marriage fell apart, and it was just like it became kind of misery to keep watching the show. And then when they fired Nicolette Sheridan, she filed suit against them, so the soap opera about the show became more interesting than the soap opera within the show. But nonetheless, they're going to give us a lot of closure tonight in the two-hour finale, including possibly a flash forward to see how things really turn out for the ladies on Mysteria Lane. I think they'll probably try to end it as happily as possible, and you know, I think for the people who drifted away from the show for a while, they'll probably want to come back and see how it all turned out for everybody. It really was great fun while it was great fun.
And while we say goodbye to the Desperate Housewives, we say hello to a brand new judge on America's Got Talent. If anybody doesn't know who this is at this point, they've been living under a rock.
Yeah, the hype on this has been pretty incredible, and this has been a very powerful show for NBC. So, you know, with all these talent competitions, reality competitions happening, they're bringing back America's Got Talent several weeks ahead of schedule, because normally it's a summer show, comes on right around Memorial Day, but they're putting it on right now in the teeth of like the week of all the finales and all the other hoopla of the sweeps, because they really think that Howard Stern is going to make so much noise as the host and bring such a big audience to the show, a different kind of audience, even though the show is one of the more family-friendly of the competition shows, because with America's Got Talent, you've got little kids performing, you've got golden agers getting up there and doing their thing, and is he going to be as nasty as he ever was? Probably not, but he's going to have some bite because he's taking over the chair of Piers Morgan, and Howard Stern is a real fan of this genre, and he knows that you have to have at least one person on the panel who's willing to speak truth, which you rarely get from Sharon Osbourne, and who the heck knows what Howie Mandel is saying, so I think in that case, Howard Stern really has some, you know, something to prove here that he can reach a really mainstream audience and not turn everybody off. But I think that it adds a real water cooler element to this show, which is exactly what NBC needs, and that's why they did it. And that's why they're paying the big money, and they actually moved the show's production from the West Coast to New York to make room for him.
And we'll have to see whether he lives up to the hype. But Howard Stern, he certainly makes a splash. Matt Rausch, as always, thanks.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.